not particularly related to the question per se, and that
it is absolutely related to the question. It is just a way for you to discern. You've got to look at what that person is. A person of God will never defraud you. He will never mislead you. And you know within what's right and what's wrong. Now you're going to encounter various and sundry teachers who are going to teach according to their own environment and accepted moral mores, I believe you would call it. So you cannot take a man out of South Africa and put him in Chicago and expect the ideal to be the same. No, the idea to be the same, because the ideal will be the same if he be real. So you have to evaluate what it is this person is offering, what it is this person wants of you. What do they want? Always look at what do they want, and you can pretty much judge the actions. What does that one want of you? That is a major, major question. And what is it? And how does it fit? One's come here and this has kept absolutely all manner of law from coming to you. The very fact we sit in this room and there's not even a donation asked at the door. That does not mean that in your business arrangements that you cannot function with that person. But be very careful. And if that person objects to your inquiries, you know, this is another, oh, you just don't trust me, then your next answer should be, no, I don't, because you said that statement. A man of God does not mind being questioned. In fact, a man of God not to be questioned about his status is unacceptable. I come in radiance. I come at the service of God, of light. And if I have to dawdle around about telling you that, then I am a phony. And you're going to have the phony. She says, of course I am, of course I am. But you'll be able to tell by the way they answer you. And then you'll be able to tell further by what they want of you. You don't need many holy men. You only need God. Once again, except for what you can work out on a physical plane, you don't have to have a holy man. Sometimes the holy man come to really defraud you. Oh, I am a deacon in the Presbyterian church or whatever they have. Or, well, I am a bishop in the Mormon church. That, you know, that is to convince you. I'm a born-again Christian. But I'm going to steal your wife the first chance again. Oh, he won't tell you that. It'll be done in the dark. Does that mean that you cannot do business with this man over here? No. Just toss off the garbage and get down to the business. And as long as you're doing business with integrity, then you're fine. And I can't pick out all the holy men. There's some very, very, very valid ones. But they'll rarely be offering you deals. I hope I haven't ruined your day. You see, you can either have a ruined day or you can say, man, I got the right one. So if I've ruined your day, I apologize.
You're a blessing to our days, Commander.
Thank you. You see, Wally Well, it hears me because he's had to evaluate. He has a teacher. And maybe we even disagree on some things. But the basic teachings are absolutely real, absolutely always the same, because truth is the same and God is the same. And you may have different personalities, but you can discern. And you can even still love these people. And maybe they get to be on your side. If they're not, who knows? Maybe you can bring the light into the little dark corners that are not quite filled in. You're going to be working with natives, Native Americans. And certainly their little rituals and quirks are not going to be your own. And they're going to use terminology that is alien to you. And they have been called pagans all the way along. And this is another one. This was what they called everybody before anti-Semitic got popular. Turn away from the pagans and the infidels. Pagan means many gods. Oh, well, yep, that suits those Native Americans. They, you know, pray to the wind and the stars and the... Doesn't mean those winds and stars are gods. They honor the spirit that is traveling in the wind. And you have the great teachers of truth, and their words get twisted. But I would ask Wally to always check Maharaji. I would always ask Eric to check Babaji. No, not Babaji. Misstatement. Sababa. Babaji is God. I don't care what you recognize as God. The term Babaji in that language means Father God. Honored man. You see, you would speak of Gandhi. And in honor of Gandhi, they call him Gandhiji. Sananda is a good example. Sananda is an Egyptian term, meaning one with God. So basically, it is one step over here in connection with God from the Christness having achieved. So ones will say, well, I cannot buy this Sananda stuff. Jesus is all right for me. Well, Jesus is the phony name. That is a label. And it is only spoken by English people as Jesus. So what's phony? Isu? Yesu? Jesus. And if a man's name is Jesus, does that mean he claims to be the Christ? No, that's a good Mexican term for a son. So you will always have the attackers who will attack you on semantics. And you have to go beyond in your discernment. And I didn't mean to just beat this one to death, but I am. Because these teachers that come, you just have to see if they're offering you a deal or if they're offering you the truth. Because sometimes you can work the deal and make a very, very good contribution to God. That's up to you. But the teacher is always free. The teacher will always be working to give it to you, do you see? As soon as he can. As soon as the student has grown to the level of receiving, he will not be utilizing you to get. He will be training you that you might receive. And we get right up to the doorway. And let's see if we can get trained enough. Was there more to your question? I don't want to cut you off.
It brought up another memory. I had a tape in my collection videotape of Harikon Babaji remanifested in a younger body from 1967 or somewhere, 72, that era. Was that a real tape?
Well, it's a real tape. I don't know if it's a real thing.
Real being? Was that a remanifested Babaji?
Once again, I'm not going to answer that for you. If there is truth in the presentation, then you can accept it. But God doesn't go around remanifesting in anything. And so what you may very well have is a fragment of that energy into a transformed being. And that is just as valid. You have to understand the validity of these transactions and translations. Walk-ins are usually a misnomer. All you really have had is a spiritual awakening and a change within what already exists. And if a teacher or a godly energy enters with your self, you're going to have a magnificent change. But it doesn't mean that you're something else. And we have to remember that the teacher will always appear in whatever form he needs to appear. God can appear in any form God wishes. You know, it's like, well, where does the bear, you know what? Wherever he chooses. Because he's big. God is without limitation. So for me to say, no, that's not God, because by the addition of the term Je, J-E-E, on the end of that word, indicates God present. Well, we could say David G, Wally G. I like that, Wally. Wally G, that rolls off easy. It doesn't necessarily mean he is God. It means God has joined with him. On the other hand, Baba, by its meaning, linked with J-E-E, Babaji, has a different connotation. That's like saying Wakantanka in Lakota Sioux. That means God. God means God. Deity means God. So you just have to put away the facade and look through to the message. You will know. And that's where God is, within, where you know. And you won't have to, I can hear what you're doing, and I appreciate it. You just want to confirm these things, and I want to be sure I'm right, and I'll run it past. And I appreciate it, and I am not objecting. I'm just dumping it right back in your lap, and you're the one that's got to discern. And there's some little sneaking suspicion that it may not be 100% right, or you wouldn't have asked. You would not have any doubt. You would have gotten up and said, hey, I know God is there. Cool. And you see, you don't have to judge me as God. And I said judge, because that's basically what you end up doing. You can discern that I bring the truth, because so far, that's what I've done. And that always leaves it open for the fact that I could change, so you have to continue to be discerning. On the other hand, you do not have to judge me. You can judge what I tell you, what I bring to you, and what I offer, and what I expect of you. And I don't expect anything of anyone save some discretion as it affects your brother and your connection with God. Well, okay, but you pull off your hat every now and then and you call yourself Aton. Well, yes, because that's who I am. And that was also an early Egyptian term for what I am.
I have a friend named Katie or Kathy, several friends named Kathy, but one in particular, you're aware of that relation. And there might be some guidance needed there. Is there anything you can say about that, or should we create a program?
I don't have any comment. I'm trying very, 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 very deliberately to not make personal comments. That is what has done us in. I really apologize. We are under the magnifying glass, and I'm not going to make, I just will not express anything personal like that.
I honor that.
Thank you.
A few weeks ago, of course, the house was burned down. We get into another house, and then a couple female agents just happened to walk into my driveway because they're looking for a house to rent in the same neighborhood. I don't know if I see anything as accidental, or is there a comment on that moment?
Just keep your nose clean. Absolutely, absolutely keep your nose clean. I think probably under the circumstances, they're just looking for a nice place to live. They're going to settle in for a long time. You know, take a little more money.
Well, out of curiosity, I had someone told me that the head of the House of Habsburg and the head of the House of Romanov recently died, and there's a big play at the top. Is there something we should know about that, or could be interesting in our international politics?
Yeah, there is something interesting about that. The less you speak, the less you know, the better off you are. All of the above is absolutely true, and you will be noticing all three are coming more and more and more into the happenings of the governmental interchanges. Now, we have to remember that the House of Romanov is a Russian. Habsburg is Austrian, and it's true. Both of the heads of those houses are now deceased for one reason or another. And there is a lot of political play coming on, and you can begin to notice who's the enemy of who by what is happening. You will notice that Waldheim, for instance, is being attacked again by the ADL and the world, the world Jewish organizations, for his participation in Nazi activities. Now, that is a bunch of garbage. Whatever happened in the world wars happened. That is like saying that no Jew in Israel would oppose or be cruel or unkind to a Palestinian who just threw a rock at him. Now, the heads of these houses mean nothing except that they express as the top, they would be the top monarchy families if you had monarchs in those areas, and some of them do. And what is happening, for instance, in Austria is a massive popular movement to bring back a crown into the country. It would be a titular crown, but you see, those families have such control over the banking, etc., that it is very desirable to be in good working relationship with what is the crown of a country. They are working very, very diligently to hope to bring back a czar type of situation into parts of Russia. And as bad as that may sound to you, it is so much ultimately better than the systems that are there. You know, even old Socrates said, well, you've got to have one leader and make sure he is a good leader. Well, now you've got it. How do you make sure he's a good leader? Well, you've got to have something, a parliament, something that works for the people. Obviously, you have nothing in the United States that works for the people. So you've been pretty much swallowed up. But out of all of this chaos and upheaval over there will come a new entity. And it will bear great pressure on the entities already established. And some of the entities already infiltrated within some of the surveillance organizations are going to show their colors and they're going to separate out. And you're going to have some real dandy little interchanges. But absolutely, a lot of power and change will come out of both Austria and that element of Russia. You see, you already have the prime movers and shakers. Just as Nevada offers some great sheltering possibilities for corporations in the world. You know, I believe that Nevada surpasses as far as sheltering organization for any legitimate business. If you're going to do illegitimate business, you better go to Panama or the Cayman Islands or somewhere offshore. It doesn't necessarily mean that those are not good sheltering businesses, but I want to tell you something. When the government closes down, they're going to make sure that you're not going to be able to get your assets back in because they are, quote, dirty assets. Whereas you have a situation in Austria now, you see, you had in Delaware the same basic sheltering situation as you do in Nevada, and that no longer exists. You had very, very good sheltering possibilities in Switzerland that you no longer have, and the seat of the banksters, the whole banking world, is now in the Chase Manhattan Bank, and which you might as well call the central bank or the World Bank, and Basel, Switzerland. Now this includes all of, you see, now it begins to sound like old bigot is going to open his mouth and say all the Jewish money. But I'm going to say all of that Jewish Israeli money is all connected and interrelated with Bilderberg money and British Crown money, etc., and they all use that central bank. Austria offers what Switzerland used to offer. The Austrian regime has managed to stay out from under this massive world takeover. And yet they are powerful enough, rich enough, that it's not easy to go over and bump them off. There are powerful families. And in those Austrian banks, and you see ones who do not want to share the situation in Switzerland because that has all come under the World Bank and now there's nothing private and they can swallow up everything, they know everything. The Austrian banks still legally shelter. They have numbered accounts, total privacy, and they handle absolutely incredibly large sums of money. Now, of course, the world elite would like to suck them in. Well, you've got a situation where you don't suck so well. So absolutely, there will be a massive show and tell out of those places. And God doesn't overlook those possibilities for you either. And Austria wouldn't be a bad place to live. It's one of the most beautiful places on the face of the earth.
Yes, it is.
Well, I butchered that one too.
That's all right. We've got plenty of tape.
Does anyone want to fill it up?
You know, it seems we let our boys down in Vietnam. Are they dead now, so to speak?
No, they're dead, yes.
Is it betraying a certain integrity? I've been offered some major products out of Vietnam. Should I support that movement? Or
it doesn't matter, son.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Okay.
One doesn't really relate to the other anymore. It's politics. And you trying to boycott something will only hurt you. No, it's done. The payoffs were made. Brown was, you know, innocent. No, it's going to go. And you may as well benefit if you can. We just have a period of time here to get through. No matter what you want to think of it, we've just got to get through it the best way we can. And the government has set it up. It is legal and legitimate, and you cannot bear the blood of those young men. They're old men now, believe me. The ones that were hauled out of there recently are zombies. They got them out. They couldn't afford to let them be caught in there, and they didn't dare kill them. And they every now and then need missions to send some of your own surveillance team off to get killed so that it's legitimate. Died in Cambodia, died on a mission to get POWs out. You see, I'm not going to play their game. They sent your own Gunther, you know, the one all of you've been helping. I'll tell you what happened. We said he was on a mission. He was on a mission. And he took several of his team members, actually two member SEALs that literally had guarded a lorry. He lost a helicopter. They sent him into Southeast Asia to get out 12, they said, 12 POWs. I mean, this is now. I'm not talking about last year. I'm talking about month. You see, you got him out of jail. Now they've got to get rid of him. And I said, you go with all the protection, and we will see to it that you live, because you've got a job to do. And it's not in Southeast Asia. They sent him in to get killed. Before he even got off the ground, the mission was sabotaged, was already compromised by somebody that you would also know and recognize the name. This is why you better be damn careful what you do. And yet it was, they're going to take him out either way. Either he goes on the mission, and it gets a lot better for him right fast if he lives through it, or they're going to kill him anyway. And I make no bones about it. You live out here in the fringe of ignorant land. And they've already, in surgery, placed 5 transceivers in the man. So they get the mission underway, and I mean they do it overnight, so there's no time. And there is no change in your mind. So they send him over, and we say, you wear every protective device. Well, it's hot in the jungle, and I'm kind of immortal, and, you know, you are mortal, wear it. Now you have a man with 3 or 4 cut ribs over here to get to the heart. And sure enough, they shot him 4 times right in the other side of his chest and shattered 3 or 4 of his ribs. So he's really, you know, he's not feeling really good when he walks. This government of yours plays absolutely incredibly dirty, dirty games. They were waiting on the ground when they brought their aircraft in there, and they got in. I mean, one helicopter full of men completely lost, then 2 more of the close friends were killed. and the rest of this little team get inside where these 12 men are supposed to be, and they're under fire, and there are only two. They have to. Now, I want to tell you this because I want you to hear it. You're not in a war, are you? This is 1994. And this is your government doing this to your men who served your nation. They have to absolutely level the entire compound and village. So God only knows how many lost their lives by this one cute little mission. And they find two American men. And Gunther, with a quintuple bypass and four bullets off his chest and fractured ribs, literally picked up one of those men, put him over his broken shoulder, and brought him out. And then ones wonder why I might come home and drink half a bottle of cognac. And these are the kinds of things that your leaders are having to face. These are the very kinds of things that Bill Gryce has to face. Only he takes a different route to handle it. Screw you. And we're not going to be able to do anything anyway, and somebody sets up a training program and he goes in and they rip off all the people involved and never go do anything, and he gets in bad trouble with his fellow intelligence people. So he says, screw you twice. And you wonder why they begin to think there isn't any God. And they bring these two out who are worse than dead. And they deliver them to Germany, to Frankfurt, or one of the hospitals. I'm checked into it. Turn them over to the military. You think they'll ever get out of there? And do you think they'll be whole when they do? Well, this is not the place to do more than discuss these things, because it's not going to be a patriot group. This is not, you have done all you're going to do under my suggestion, other than I may say, why don't you all write a letter to somebody? Write a letter to the governor of Missouri. Write to your congressman. But as far as, and you may even get together your different corporations and have a political rally. But there is no group here, and there is no political problem here, and there is no reason that the government send the ATF in here, because you don't have guns and you are not a political element. And it'll save your life and our mission. But you have to know about it. You have to know what to stay out of. You see, we're all dreaming. And when we all wake up, it's going to be either or. But you're going to have to, well, but you tell us now to go and do all this stuff for parole. Well, what else do you have to do? And who else are you going to do it for? And at least if you're going to be working toward the possibility of somebody, I'm telling you now, it is not planned to be a 1996 election. If there is, it will be a fluke, and it will be no different than anything you've ever had before, unless you change the system. Well, shouldn't we unify and go change the system? Hey, go out in the parking lot and gather up your corporations and ask them if they agree with you, and go do it. But don't you go out there and say, "How Tom told us." Because I will be the first to let you down. I will say, no, I didn't. Because, you see, I know the connections between Ross Perot, David Rockefeller, and Henry Kissinger. And if you don't believe me, wait and see. Mr. Perot and Mr. Kissinger are going to be on the same business program in Bakersfield. Mm-hmm. Does that make Perot a bad man? No. It makes Perot not know what the hell he's doing. Any more than you do. Why should he know so much? It's been really good for him on that side. Really good. And politics was a kind of nice game, you know. He can sit back and say, my goodness. And really have a good time at it. He wouldn't be alive if it were different. So stop stacking all your cards on somebody else's shoulders and get informed. What I'm doing with the ADL situation. I'm not against even the ADL. For goodness sakes, if they can do it, you deserve it. It could be any group. It's almost sad it's Jewish. It really is almost sad because there are fewer Jews in there than almost anything. It's like Jerry Falwell, I am a Zionist and proud of it. This is a fundamentalist Christian preacher saying that, and you believe him. Regardless of what you think of Judaism or Christianity, the two are at the opposite ends of the pole, do you see?
Commander, I think I'm going to need another tape.
No, you don't.
Well, there's only a couple of minutes left.
We're through. I don't want to repeat the same sermon. Discernment. You're growing. We're getting close. You've got to be ready to receive. Do you understand me or you won't get? And I want prayers. I want prayers for help. You don't have to even know what. You just pray for the ones that are serving for you right now. Because what they do is incredibly dangerous. And it is your energy, and yes, my command. I do have now the confirmation and the respect that we've bailed some out 3 or 4 times now, and it's hard to miss. But you've got to do your share. And part of it is by having discretion, and for goodness sakes, don't go out there saying our group. Or if you do, just simply know in your heart that you will maybe have to qualify that somewhere on some witness stand. Go in peace. We will win. It is a fact.
Yes, it is.
Salut.
Salut. Thank you.